Okay, hello, this is Santos Mencio. Today I'll be interviewing...
I'm Zach Davis.
I'm Susie Chavez.
Okay. All right, so to start off with, I figured we're just going to talk about, like, what were your thoughts when COVID started? You know, what were your main concerns way back when?
I think my biggest concern was, like, obviously not getting sick, but I really didn't want to spread it to my family. I have family who have, like, other illnesses, so I guess that was my biggest, like, fear and concern was, like, spreading it to them, so.
I guess my biggest concern was how long it was going to take us out of school, essentially, just going, like, in person, not doing labs and not doing hands-on things that are kind of critical, so, like, your major or, like, any other major, I was really concerned about that.
So what about, like, the band program then? Like, how'd you feel when band was canceled and all that? Were you guys, like, worried about it?
At first, it was a pretty rocky transition to online. We all kind of went together on Zoom for that, the mid-semester, I guess, when we went back on lockdown after spring break. But then Dr. Morales kind of made sure that we were all pretty safe, and he did a really good job of making sure that we were all following protocols afterwards. When we did come back in person, so getting those instrument coverings. But I was really worried initially, which is why I didn't go in person a lot last semester, about catching it and, like, spreading it to my other family members.
So how did you feel when the university closed then? Like, what did that tell you? You know, did it set off alarm bells, or was it just like, oh, I kind of expected that?
I personally kind of expected it, just because this is a private university. They do make a lot of their own decisions on their own, and we're small. And it's not the first time that they put, like, student safety inside of convenience and financial aspects of it.
Yeah, I do think St. Mary's did it very well compared to other universities around us. I know I started that fall, like, when COVID happened. And I had friends at UTSA and other schools who, like, didn't go on lockdown right away. And, like, from what I heard, like, the school was, like, we're done, we're shutting down. So I think that was really cool.
Right. So then were you guys, like, worried about the band program then? Like, did you think something was going to happen to it? Like, it might not come back, or it might not come back the way it used to be?
I was worried that we were going to lose a lot of our music majors, other schools and bigger schools that kept performing and kept going. Our music department was small to begin with, and before we came back from the pandemic, it was smaller than it is right now. So I was a little concerned that we wouldn't have the amount of ensembles or just the presence of the music majors. When we came back, I figured some of them would transfer because they were frustrated with the way that we handled the pandemic.
So then how did you guys feel about virtual practice? Do you guys like it? Do you have problems with it? You know, what were maybe some of the challenges you guys faced with kind of dealing with it?
I actually think it was really frustrating at first. When we started doing virtual wind ensemble, it was really hard. Like, we were trying to, like, play through music, but I didn't have, like, the venue to play my instrument during virtual wind ensemble, so it was very frustrating and difficult at first, and then I guess we all just kind of got used to it. I don't know. But I think I found it very frustrating.
I agree. I thought it was really weird, especially already having been in the wind ensemble and knowing how it, like, had gone, and I guess just how easy in-person rehearsals are, especially with everyone else. I personally also got really frustrated with the aspect of that, and also, like, Wi-Fi isn't always reliable, stuff lags, stuff goes off, so it's just really frustrating, and it's not as seamless as one might think it is.
Technical issues, I'm sure, were prevalent. Right. And then how do you guys feel about outdoor practices? You know, did it seem exciting? Was it kind of like a new revolutionary thing? Or, you know, did you kind of maybe expect it to go that way?
I kind of was surprised that we were doing outdoor practices, because when we were going into the semester, I heard from other people that we were going to do indoor practices. And then I think the Delta variant kind of put us back outside because the university changed their protocols. I figured we were going to do the bell coverings again, but I guess not. I think just the social distancing was enough. I don't care for it too much, honestly. It's not too bad, but I would very much rather be inside rehearsing, and it's much better for everyone. But we've been dealing with it pretty okay.
Yeah, I think the weather like, we did really well with the outside rehearsals, but I think the weather kind of limited us. Like, we probably could have done even better had we not had to deal with the weather all year long, especially the wind.
Obviously, there were, you know, a certain number of challenges that came with it, you know, like the wind and the like, you know, you guys want to talk about that, maybe, you know. Did you expect maybe some of the solutions, like the instrument coverings or the little glass panels?
I kind of had hoped that everyone could kind of follow in what the horn section did and use a binder. I feel like that would have kind of ceased a lot of people's frustrations, but I'm assuming people just don't care for the binder anymore and would rather deal with the wind and the flute flying everywhere. Personally, I'm really glad I didn't have to deal with the plexiglass because that seems really frustrating, especially since all of our parts were split up page by page, and the page turns are really weird. Paper clips did help, though. They were a big help, regardless of the time they were.
Of course, obviously, almost dying. I'm sure that was a fun experience.
Oh, yeah. And, the little acoustic panels fell over us.
That was kind of just, like, so it was frustrating because there's... Like, we needed those, I guess, in order to hear ourselves better being outside. And then they became a safety hazard because of the weather now.
Yeah, and literally, like, stopped what we were doing for, what, 15, 20 minutes to try to move them and put them down. Yeah.
We were very lucky that nobody got hurt.
How does it compare, then, to, like, indoor practice? You know, would you say it's, like, radically different, or is it kind of the same, but obviously, you know, slightly unique by being outdoors?
I think it's, I think indoor rehearsals are probably held a little more professionally than outdoor. I do think when we're outdoor, it's a little more chaotic, and you can tell because he'll, you know, sometimes he does give instruction, and a lot of people are talking and stuff. And I don't feel like that would have happened inside. So I do think it's a big difference, and I think it's just the atmosphere.
I agree. When we have a rehearsal, there's a class like 100 yards away from us, literally screaming. We're next to the classroom, and there are constant distractions, and people are just not paying attention as much as they would inside. When we did rehearse inside my first year, like Zach said, everything was super professional. Everyone kind of took it a little more seriously. But I do think kind of letting loose a little bit in rehearsal was good for morale in general in terms of being outside and dealing with it, because it is frustrating for everyone else. So everyone kind of deals with it in their own way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Lastly, then, what were you most excited about for the Dia de los Muertos, like, performance?
I think I was just excited to get to perform again. I'm a transfer student, and I had taken, like, 3 years off of playing horn and performing, so, you know, I did the fall and the spring semester, and we didn't do performance. So coming back here and doing this semester, finally getting to do performance, no matter what we all went through with the weather, being outside, COVID, it was just really nice to perform again. I think it really boosted my spirits as a music major.
I agree. I think kind of the way that the event went down, making it a bigger event. Our last concert before we shut down was Rhapsody in Blue, and it was a great concert, and we all did really well, but also the turnout wasn't nearly as big as the turnout for the Dia de los Muertos festival, and I think that really helped all of us get kind of back into the groove and kind of get excited about performing again. So I think what I was most excited was just seeing how everybody would react in terms of students and parents in the crowd.
Our first concert. Back. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, so then, what were maybe some of your worries about it? Were you worried it might be canceled? I know the weather wasn't exactly the most hospitable. It was possibly supposed to rain then.
I kind of just honestly thought if it was going to rain, Dr. Merlis is going to figure out a way to make this happen. He seemed like he actually put a lot of work into this new celebration, so. And I think I was worried about it being canceled, but I was worried it was going to have to move to the Pecan Grove, and it wouldn't have sounded as good, and probably wouldn't have had as good of a turnout.
I agree. I think I had my eye on the forecast the whole time, just because I really like to be prepared for stuff like that. But as soon as I saw them starting to set up and I saw it in the forecast, the rain had gone away, it kind of was better, but it was pretty cold up there, especially since we were on an elevated platform before.
All right. And then what would you say was your favorite piece of music that was performed within the Wind Ensemble or in any of the other bands, I know we didn't get to hear very many of them perform, but, you know, maybe if you liked one of their pieces instead?
I like the Danzon piece. That was probably my favorite. I just had a lot of energy to it, so it was really fun.
I also really like the Danzon piece. But in terms of stuff that I guess we didn't get to see, or I caught the last bit of the jazz combo playing, and then their last performance, they kind of brought it into the middle, and they kind of went into the audience. Yeah. I thought that was really neat. I really enjoyed that. I think they did really well overall, too. So, yeah.